here's what a lot of people will get wrong on this. They'll say this. They'll say, well, I realize we're not under the old covenant. I realize we're not living in the Old Testament. But the Ten Commandments, I mean, that's permanent. That's engraven in stone, for crying out loud. And what they're getting at here is they want us to observe the Sabbath. Okay, because obviously the rest of the commandments are all reiterated in the New Testament. Okay. The thing that is done away in the New Testament specifically, it's mentioned specifically in Colossians, it's mentioned specifically in Romans, it's mentioned specifically that in Hebrews that we don't have to do these feast days. Galatians tells us we don't have to observe Sabbaths and feasts and these different things and not to observe times and days and months and years and all that. You know, even though there are specific things in the New Testament telling us that we don't need to observe the Sabbath, they say, well, but it says the Ten Commandments, though. Okay, but here's the thing. The Ten Commandments are not some big exalted thing in the New Testament that are somehow separate from the Old Covenant. In fact, show me the words Ten Commandments in the New Testament. The Old Testament talks about Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy 4:13, in Deuteronomy 10:4, talks about the Ten Commandments. You know, I could show you some New Testament scripture on the Ten Commandments. I can show you 2 Corinthians 3 saying that it's done away. Right? That's where you see specific mention of the stone tablets and the Ten Commandments, and it's saying, hey, this is the ministration of death. The ministration of condemnation is done away. Okay. Now, obviously, the other 9 commandments, we're supposed to be doing those things anyway, because those things just have to do with basic morality and things that obviously are still in force under the New Testament. For example, you know, obviously, the Bible clearly tells in the New Testament that we're not to murder, that we're not to steal, that we're not to commit adultery. These things are all repeated. Obviously, we're still supposed to have no other gods before him. Obviously, we're still supposed to flee idolatry and not take his name in vain. But to sit there and say, well, even though the New Testament has these verses telling us not to worry about the Sabbath, but we got to do it because it's in the Ten Commandments. Folks, you don't understand the Ten Commandments. Because the Ten Commandments are a summary of the Old Covenant. That's what Deuteronomy 4:13 says. That's what 2 Corinthians chapter 3 says.